you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, in Rashi and Chumash, right? Chumash Rashi. So in Parshas Achrimos, and the pasuk Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Simcha Lo Yisagale, Imcha Hi Lo Yisagale Ervas. It's the first pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. So look at Rashi, Ervas Avicha, Zu Eishas Avicha. So what is Ervas Avicha? Zu Eishas Avicha. You ain't Elu Kemashmoy. Maybe it's Kemashmoy. Never can Ervas Avicha. But never Lahalon Ervas Aviv Gila. Ma Lahalon Eishas Aviv. Af can Eishas Aviv. And here in parentheses it says Sanhedrin and Dalud Amid Aleph. The Ervas Imcha. What is that referring to? Lahavi Imoy She'eno Eishas Aviv. Right? It's referring to Imoy She'eno Eishas Aviv. That's Pasha. Right? That there was no other tzad. Next pasuk, Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Yisagale Ervas Avicha Hi. What is Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Yisagale coming to teach me? L'Rabbis Achar Miso. And again, in parentheses, it says Shom. So Rashi, there's three Rashis on these two psukim over here. There's no Rashis on the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, but there's three Rashis over here on this these two psukim. And Rashi is mefarish the psukim like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Klar. Ervas Avicha Zok Rashi Zu Eishnes Avicha. That's Klar. The next Rashi, Lahavi Imer She'eni Eishazov, that's true, Aliba the Kuliyamo. And then again, Ervas Eishas Avicha, which sounds like Tazor of Eishazov, Rashi says, L'Rabbi Slachamisa, which was the Cheshman, that's what came out according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi was mefarish Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. It bothered me a little bit, because if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biya, this is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Rambam is talking about all the arayis, and the Rambam says like this, L'fichach ha-ba'al imoy shehi eishas aviv, if someone's ba'al imoy shehi eishas aviv, chayiv shtayim, you're going to be chayiv too. Bein b'chayiv aviv, bein l'acham yisas aviv, etc., etc. Achas mishum imoy, v'achas mishum eishas aviv. If you take a look at the Rav HaMagid and the Magid Mishnah, zok the Magid Mishnah, shon. Sanhedrin, nun gimel, nun dalet. Haba lo eim chayev mishum ha'eim im mishum eishasav. Rabbi Huda oimer eim echayev elu mishum ha'eim bilvat. V'kaimel on ketana kama ukestam mishnah. It's posh, that loch is like Rabbi Huda. That loch is like the stam mishnah. So I didn't have a chance to look up in the Yud Aleph Mefarshei Rashi. But I looked at the Rambam and I looked at Rashi. Those were the two places I looked. And at first glance, right? The chayev, the Magen Mishnah saying good. The Rambam passing like the chayev. Yeah, to have him in the loch is going to be like Rabbi Huda. Didn't sound like that's the way it was going to come out. And it's posh. The Rambam passing is like the chachav. So why was Rashi and Chumash Mefarish Chlor Rabbi Yehuda? Now it's interesting. Rashi didn't say Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, right? Just to be clear, if we're holding Cheshbon in the sugya, we're already 43 minutes in. Rashi did not mention the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rashi mentioned the underlying Zeir Shavu. And even in the Cheshbon of the sugya, Rashi mentioned one of the Cheshbonis, which only works Alibi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work according to the Chacham. So you have to know, why would Rashi have been Mefarish like Rabbi Yehuda? But I think the Pshat is Pasha. Again, I didn't have a chance to look around, so Tein L'Chachem V'Yach Gemoy. But I think the Pshat is Pasha. I don't think Rashi's quoting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. I think Rashi's quoting the Teres Kayanim. The Gemara brought a Braisa. The Gemara said, Tanya Kavasi Derava. And it's a Teres Kayanim. And I looked it up. That's the third thing I looked up. It's a Mefurish of Teres Kayanim. Right, this whole Braisa, by the way, we learned the whole Daf in Teres Kayanim also. An Amid in Shas and a Daf in Teres Kayanim. It's a long Teres Kayanim. And by the way, if you look at the top Rashi here on Daf Nundal and Amid Aleph, Tanya Kavase, look at Rashi. But Teres Kayanim, the Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda, and it stims Rashi went out of his way. Right, Rabbi Akiva Stimta, one of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, that's a Stam, is Rabbi Yehuda. It's one of the five Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva Tairatu and the Dharim, right? But the point is that it's Stam Sifra as Rabbi Yehuda. So I think it's Pashut. Rashi's not quoting Sanhedrin and Dalit, because in Sanhedrin and Dalit, the Cheshbin is the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. I think if Rashi was quoting Sanhedrin and Dalit, Rashi would have quoted Shitza Chachamim. I don't think he would have quoted Shitza Rabbi Yehuda. Because you want to know halacha, about the halacha is like Chachamim. So why would Rashi have picked Rabbi Yehuda? I don't think it's because he thinks it's more Iskalton in Pshutei Shal Mikra. Fakir, it's based on Xer Shava. Ervas Avicha Lo Yisagala in Pshutei Shal Mikra sounds like Avicha Mamish, right? You need Xer Shava to be Oike the Pashtei the Kro. I think it's probably not that way. Teretz is Rashi Kidarke Bakoidish. Quoting the Sifra. Rashi always quotes Teres Kayanim. He always quotes the Sifris. He always quotes the Mechiltis. This is Rashi 101. So I think Rashi was quoting the Sifra. So Lule de Mistafina, maybe in the parentheses, it's supposed to say Teres Kayanim. Now it's Grad the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but I don't think Rashi was coming from the Gemara in Sanhedrin.